Has it ever occurred to you how understandable it is that Coleridge Taylor, of partly African origin, should have chosen Longfellow's Hiawatha to set to music? It's far closer as poetry to some of the praise chants of Southern Africa, and perhaps of West Africa too, than most English poetry. Now here are a few lines from Hiawatha. Should you ask me whence these stories, whence these legends and traditions, I should answer, I should tell you, from the forests and the prairies, from the great lakes of the Northland, from the land of the Ojibwes, from the land of the Dakotas, from the mountains, moors and fenlands where the heron, the shushuga, feeds among the reeds and rushes.